Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided, online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Tonight, Chief Justice nominee Paul Bafo-Boni publicly throws his weight behind the Ghana Law Society's a push for official recognition amidst landmark legal suit at the Supreme Court challenging the Ghana Bar Association's constitutional monopoly.
I think it will be in the right or in the direction that, because all that we are interested in at the GLC is that you possess license.
Well, Justice Bafo-Boni has urged the group to seek licensing from the General Legal Counsel, a move that is stirring controversy, considering that he would determine the judicial panel here in this particular case. More of that on Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension. Trust into the future with you. Well, tonight, Chief Justice nominee Paul Bafo-Boni has stirred controversy in Ghana's judicial landscape by publicly throwing his weight behind rival group, the Ghana Law Society's bid for official recognition, despite a high-stakes Supreme Court lawsuit challenging the Ghana Bar Association's constitutional dominance. Justice Bafo-Boni urged the Ghana Law Society to pursue licensing from the General Legal Counsel, emphasizing compliance with regulatory requirement over associational affiliations. Now, this stance comes as a society, alongside others, contest the GBA's long-held monopoly in representing lawyers in Ghana, seeking constitutional reinterpretation. Now, Justice Bafo-Boni's role in empaneling judges for the pending Supreme Court case raises questions about perceptions of bias. Now, he spoke earlier when the society paid a courtesy call on him.
The bench is not particularly interested in association A or association B. What the bench is always interested in is whether we have representation for an accused person. So we normally hear, where is your lawyer, who is your lawyer, and all that. And so, since the case of Tarewaja and the Attorney General, the courts have always insisted that practicing lawyers must be in good standing. And as far as good standing is concerned, to us, it means you must have a certificate from the GLC. So in your speech, counsel, you said that you are going to make representation to the GLC for recognition and then licensing. Yes, I think it is. It will be in the right or a direction. That because all that we are interested in at the GLC is that you possess our.
So that was the acting Chief Justice then. A founding member of the Ghana Law Society, Abraham Amaleba, said the society aims to promote freedom of association and the integrity of the judicial arm of government.
We are of the view that when we fully come into being, this association will help your administration to ensure that the judiciary in this country takes its rightful place. That we can assure you of that. We can also assure the judiciary of support in various ways to ensure that at the end of the day, Ghana's judiciary will be touted as one of the best. So you can be rest assured that this association, General Ghana Law Society, is not coming to be a troublemaker, but rather to complement what the judiciary has been doing already.
So Abraham Amaleba, we have been, going through whatever they have been doing throughout the day, and we have a lot more on that. We'll be speaking to those people who matter. Amaleba will be joining us shortly, as well as Frank Davis he is a lawyer. He will be joining us for us to dig more on this particular story here. On Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies and also by Shield Pension. Trust into the future with you. All right, let's do more on this and bring in Frank Davis. He's chairman of Constitutional and Legal Committee of the MPP. Abraham Amaleba is Director General, National Road Safety Authority, but also a founding member of this particular new law society that is challenging this. The Ghana Law Society, they are challenging the constitutional dominance of the Bar Association. Let's do more of that. Okay, so we have Amaleba on the line now. So I'm grateful to you, lawyer, for joining us here. Now, if you look at it, the GBA, as we all know, is a mass association with interest from across the board, that all of you lawyers are members of that particular association, duly recognized by the Constitution. I mean, why challenge them now that they cannot be the only body representing lawyers? All right. Sorry, I think I have lawyer Frank Davis, who is chairman of the Constitutional and Legal Committee of the MPP. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now,
thank you very much. But let me say something. You need not introduce me for this particular discussion as chairman of Constitution and Legal Committee. I'm also, so you introduce me as a senior member of the Ghana Bar Association.
A senior member of the Bar. A senior member of the Bar. That's fine.
Past president of the Greater Accra Bar.
Okay. Is there anything wrong if the Chief Justice is urging the Ghana Law Society to seek for licensing from the Legal Council?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I cannot speak for the acting Chief Justice. Indeed, he is not the Chief Justice yet. The acting Chief Justice. But I think, I mean, with the greatest of respect to the acting Chief Justice, this rather attempt to goad the Law Society on and in the process meet them with greater respect to it. I mean, it's most unfortunate. This attempt to cause such an embarrassment and discomfort for himself, I think, could have been avoided. This matter is on the brink of being determined in the Supreme Court. They have indeed caused a writ to be issued in the Supreme Court. And the action is pending. You are the acting Chief Justice. You are supposed to be empaneling the bench of the Supreme Court. And when such a matter is pending, then this law society decides to call on you. And you grant them audience and applaud them and encourage them to procure a license or certificate from the General Legal Counsel to be doing what? I think it's very most unfortunate.
But isn't he encouraging due process here?
What is due process? You people always talk about due process. What is due process in this matter?
That if you want to say you are an association of lawyers, he's saying that seek the licensing to legitimize the association so you can
represent
lawyers.
I am saying that the matter came before his court. The matter is pending. If they thought it was that easy, why would they go to court? The matter is pending. In law, we say it's sub judice, it is pending. And then you, the head of the judiciary, who will be empaneling the bench of the Supreme Court? Is it to say that you have already determined the matter? And to urge them to go and take a certificate from the General Legal Council to do what? The Ghana Bar Association is the only recognized association per the dictates of our constitution to be dealing with the General Legal Council.
But
the acting justice with great respect to me cannot be that simplistic. There are constitutional issues to be determined. Whether or not the Ghana Law Society or whatever they call themselves have the requisite capacity to be issuing licenses. It is only the GBA which issues practicing licenses to lawyers. Yeah. No other society, amalgamation of associations or whatever.
Help me get this. Help me get this.
You have called me. Let me. If at this stage, the Chief Justice, the acting Chief Justice, so to speak, is prejudging the matter.
Just by giving them audience and urging them to get license means that he's prejudging the case.
I am saying that the matter is sub judice. Are you listening to me? The matter is pending before court. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying the attempt to mix them was unfortunate. In any event, is this just yesterday that this Law Society of Ghana supposedly was constituted or formed? They claim they had registered with the company office. They have gone to the Association of Professional Bodies to register. There was once upon a time a Chief Justice. Why didn't they go to meet? Well, why didn't they go and meet her? When they formed the Law Society, there was a Chief Justice.
But help me get it here. If he, as the acting Chief Justice, will not be part of the panel hearing this case, is it still barred from granting an audience to an association that seeks to, pay a courtesy call on him?
I am saying, he is the acting Chief Justice. Before he became the acting Chief Justice, there was a sitting Chief Justice. When the Law Society was formed, there was a sitting Chief Justice. Why didn't they go and pay a courtesy call on her?
That's understandable, but I'm also asking that if he, as the acting Chief Justice, will not be part of the panel, does anything prevent him from granting an audience to them?
I don't know whether he's going to be part of the panel. You are saying, I don't know. Something that you know whether he's going to be part of the panel.
And that's why I used an F.
Yeah, the panel has not been constituted. So I don't know whether he's going to be part of the panel or not. But I'm saying he has the constitutional prerogative to empanel the justices of the Supreme Court to hear this matter. And if this is the way he is speaking, how does he expect other justices to also determine the matter? If he is not giving them a carte blanche, the only thing we require is for you to come to the General Legal Council and come and procure a certificate. Has he considered the constitutional issues involved? That can the Law Society just get up and be issuing licenses to lawyers and issuing practicing certificates? I beg your pardon.
Okay.
I think he should have avoided this grave discomfort and embarrassment. Are we now being told, with great respect, that what? He is Chief Justice of the Law Society of Ghana. I'm sorry, but I think this is most unfortunate. It is most unfortunate, to say the very least.
Do stay with me. Let me bring in Abraham Amalibai. He's founding member of the Ghana Law Society. Lawyer, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, over the years, we've known the GBA as a mass association, you know, with interest from across the board. All of you lawyers are members of that particular association. What has changed now? You perceive them as MPP. On what ground do you perceive the Bar Association as such?
Well, the Ghana Law Society, as you are aware, has been registered and has certificates to show that we are now a professional body. The society is a group of lawyers with like minds who believe that the Ghana Bar Association has failed to address the needs of lawyers. It is in this regard that a group of lawyers, following the constitutional dictate that there's freedom of association, and also underscored by the constitution, which allows for pluralism, has decided that we would form the Ghana Law Society. Today's courtesy call on the Chief Justice was a simple one: to congratulate him for his nomination and to engage him with a view to encouraging him to continue with the good works that he's already started doing.
But if you have an issue with the GBA, isn't that why there is an opening for you, the association, to conduct fresh elections and elect fresh leaders who would pursue the agenda of the association?
Then, after that, tell me that what we have also done is not acceptable. Say it.
I can say
there are
that.
Various ways of dealing with the matter. And this group of lawyers think that the best way is to form an association. What is wrong with that? Where does it say that in the Constitution what we are doing is unacceptable?
Well, so as we speak, you are no longer a member of the GBA.
As we speak, our association has applied for recognition from the Ghana Legal General Legal Council.
But are you still a member of the GBA?
I have never accepted myself as a member of the GBA. I've never attended a congress. I've never attended a conference. I've not accepted myself to be so. So as an individual, I have fought ever since I left law school some 18 years ago. I have never associated myself with the Ghana Bar Association.
You've never paid any contribution whatsoever that would make you a legitimate member of the GBA?
Only on equations where they say it is tied to your practicing certificate.
Oh, so the practicing certificate you have today is one that was given to you by the GBA?
No, it's not given to me by the GBA, General Legal Counsel. The GBA doesn't give practicing certificates.
Because you said that unless, of course, it is tied to your practicing license, and that's why...
No, unless it is tied to payments to the bar dues. Sometimes they say that if you don't pay your bar dues, you will not be allowed to pay for your license.
Okay, I hear. Now, So, why do you now contest that the GBA cannot be the one, you know, as is being referred to in the Constitution, to have that particular constitutional dominance, and therefore your society should be recognized as such as well.
Yes, so these are matters before the court, and I'm sure you are picking from the writ. And I don't want to prejudice these matters in court. These matters will be dealt with when the matter is being heard.
But why do you think the GBA is not qualified enough to represent lawyers?
The GBA has failed over the years. And you see the posture of my colleague. They are always dismissive. And I thought that as an association, if a group of lawyers within your association are complaining, you meet them and address their concerns. This bar has behaved like an ostrich, would bury its head in the sand and consider some of us who are making those complaints as people who should not be given any consideration.
On that, are you willing to resolve your differences if you say that you were thinking that they could have met to address the issues?
It's too late today. It's too late. Where we are now, it's absolutely too late.
Okay. But let me bring in Frank Davis. Now, Frank, Mr. Davis, so, I mean, he makes a legitimate point about the fact that the GBA could have met them to address the issues that they've been raising over the years. Why has the bar failed to do so?
What issues have you brought to the GBA for redress? I mean, come on, what issues, Ibrahim Amaliba, what issues has the Law Society brought to the GBA for redress? I mean, it is really inherently contradictory and inconsistent for Amaliba to sit on public radio and lament that he is not a member of the Ghana Bar Association, yet he applied to the Ghana Bar Association for the Ghana Bar Association to procure him his practicing certificate to practice as a lawyer. And then he comes to sit on radio and says what? How does he get his practicing certificate? He applies to the Ghana Bar Association before he can eke out his living. So it lies very ill in his mouth to come and say that he's never been a member of the Ghana Bar Association. If he decides not to attend bar conferences, that is his cup of tea. Indeed, the Ghana Bar Association is a voluntary association. Nobody is forcing them to come and join the Ghana Bar Association. If they want to go and form their law society, they are free to go and do that. It has happened in this country before. It didn't work. And if he says the Ghana Bar Association has failed lawyers, how many lawyers has the Ghana Bar Association failed? You should tell me. If you are in association and the association takes a decision and you are in the minority, you are in the minority. It cannot be the case that if you are in the minority, then the association is not it's not pandering to your wings. It's a bit too pedestrian. And I'm listening on your program to the lawyer who is supposed to be doing this case for them, and he's saying the bar association has been taking dues. It does not, when we are going to conferences, they charge fees. Excuse me. Is this the reasoning for forming the law society? So if they form the law society, they will not take dues. They will not charge conference fees. I belong to the International Bar Association. I pay my subscription. When there's a conference, I pay before I go. If they don't understand what they are doing, they should go and read more. If they say the bar association is not catering for them, well, wherefore of lawyers, what do they mean by that?
Okay. Mr. Malba, let me bring you in again. Now,
of lawyers with NDC apologies. Yes, you go ahead.
You believe that every member of the law society is
look, I can tell you on authority. Each and every one of them. Each and every one of them. I dare them. I dare them. Each and every one of them. Why, we knew this fraud long ago.
But does it really matter?
It doesn't really matter. But I'm saying that they should not skew the issues and say that the Ghana Bar Association is not catering for the welfare of lawyers. If they want to form their own law society, they are, of course, they are from NDC Lawyers Association. Have you heard anybody say that MPP Lawyers Association? They have formed NDC Lawyers Association. Have you heard anyone say anywhere that there's MPP Lawyers Association? And it's this NDC Lawyers Association that they are going to use to form the Law Society. That's why I had the problem.
Okay, all right. Grateful to you, Mr. Frank Davis there. Abraham Amalaba is still with me. Mr. Amalaba, but I mean, when you were visiting the acting Chief Justice today, didn't it occur to you that you may probably be putting him in a very tight corner?
We were not there to discuss any writ file in court. I have indicated to you that we were there to congratulate him for his nomination. What has that got to do with the writ?
But of course, that's where he made this comment about you seeking licenses that has brought all of this up. Then people are questioning that because he's going to empower the judges to hear your case, he shouldn't have said what he said.
What did the Chief Justice say? We indicated to him that this association is in existence and we have applied to the General Legal Counsel for recognition. His response was that we need to go through the process. And is that strange? Is that new? He shouldn't have said that we need to go through the process to be recognized. How is that prejudicial?
So you are not perturbed?
I think this type of dismissive attitude, and you see it being put out by Frank Davids, is the reason why today there's a group forming Ghana Law Society. You are leadership of Ghana Bar Association. There is a section of your group that is uncomfortable with things happening in the association. You say, we have not come forward. We have not presented a petition. But you see this group acting and moving away. Common sense will tell you that, can we reach out to these people? Why are these people not happy?
Okay.
Why are these people acting differently?
I'm grateful to you. Abraham Amalaba is founding member of the Ghana Law Society. Frank Davis is a leading member of the, or a senior member of the bar. This has been Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.